the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 10th, goes to the governor of the great state of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Now, you know what your Uncle Charla always says. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And Ron DeSantis is a Floridian through and through. He was born in Jacksonville in 1978. So, yes, he's a grade A Florida fool. And he governs his state as such. Now, Ron DeSantis has been attempting to navigate his state through this coronavirus pandemic. And it's safe to say he's done a terrible job. As of 19 hours ago, the Florida Department of Health says the total number of cases in Florida is currently at 532,806, okay, with 8,186 people dead and gone, all right? The state with the second most cases in the country. In fact, five states make up 40% of all U.S. infections. That's California, Florida, Texas, New York, and Georgia. So the moral of the story is Florida got it bad. All right, this past Sunday, they announced 6,190 new cases and 77 new deaths. All right, Florida is Corona-palooza. All right, Florida is COVID-punk. Florida is Corona-cella. Okay, Florida is COVID-jam 2020. It is lit in Florida. And Governor Ron DeSantis seems like he is a promoter that is purposely trying to get as many people in the venue as possible. He don't care about overcrowding. He doesn't care about the fire marshal shutting them down. He doesn't care about people getting hurt. He's just a janky promoter. In this case, a janky governor who only cares about money. We've seen this story before, people. All right, folks who don't see people as people. They only see profits, okay? Who got time for empathy when you're focused on this economy? Baby, I don't got time for that. What is empathy? All right, empathy? Nah, I got to get this economy going. All right, the C in cream stands for cash rules everything around me, not compassion rules everything around me. Because if compassion ruled everything around me, then you wouldn't have a guy like Ron DeSantis criticizing businesses, especially restaurants. Forget this. Demanding negative COVID-19 test results from their employees before allowing them to return to work. I repeat, Ron DeSantis is criticizing businesses, especially restaurants, for demanding negative test results from their employees before allowing them to return to work. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to KSBY NBC6 for the report, please.
The governor pointing to problems with testing as one of the reasons he says restaurant workers can get back on the job without a negative test.
The problem with demanding a negative test is these PCR tests will pick up just particles, but it could be dead virus.
Thanks to an order signed earlier this week, employees who've had coronavirus can go back to work if they don't have symptoms instead of testing negative twice.
CDC doing some revised guidance in the last few weeks about employees returning to the workplace. You know, if you're somebody that tests positive and you go 10 days without symptoms, then you're cleared to come back because you're not going to be infectious at that point.
Dead virus, a live virus, I don't care. It's a virus. Okay, and if the virus is positive in your body, if your COVID test results come back positive, that's it. Okay, it's the positive COVID test results for me. Simple as that. If the test is positive, stay home. If it's negative, come to work. Why is this complicated? Isn't this the whole point of testing? Isn't this what the whole testing, contact tracing fuss was all about? Why are we making this more difficult than we have to? And furthermore, Florida, why do you listen to Ron DeSantis? I guess you have to because he's your governor, but why? I mean, why is he your governor and why do you have to listen to such bad advice? Ron DeSantis is the single friend always trying to give relationship advice to her married homies. Okay, you know that bitter individual whose relationships haven't worked out, so they always got something wrong to say about yours? Yeah, that's him. He will lead you right off the ledge if you let him. Okay, he hasn't gotten one thing about coronavirus correct. Not one. Florida was one of the earliest states to reopen. At one point, they reopened and there was no statewide requirement to wear masks. Now Florida has the second highest cases in the country. Come on. Like, do we have a compilation of all the times Ron DeSantis has got this wrong?
And if you're 21 and you don't have significant comorbidities, your fatality rate is pretty much zero.
You got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks, Florida's going to be next. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened.
Florida is the new epicenter of the coronavirus, despite the governor calling the surge a blip. But he's also playing a new blame game. DeSantis says the media stopped covering the pandemic in May, that he was never asked about the coronavirus, and because of that, the public grew complacent.
I think now this is back in the news. I mean, I would do press events in May. I would never be asked about coronavirus. We had a tailored and measured approach that not only helped our numbers be way below what anyone predicted, but that also did less damage to our state going forward.
I want to know, Ron, what restaurants do you eat at? Okay, what restaurants do your kids eat at? I want to know, would you eat at a restaurant where workers tested positive for coronavirus? If you was walking and it was a sign on the door of a restaurant that said, employees here have tested positive for COVID, would you sit your happy ass down for brunch? Of course you wouldn't. So why? Okay, would you act like those restaurants are wrong for demanding negative COVID tests? Floridians, one of the most expensive things you can do is listen to the wrong people. I repeat, Floridians, one of the most expensive things you can do is listen to the wrong people. It can cost you a lot. In this case, it can cost you the most priceless thing you have, which is your health and your life. Please give Florida Governor Ron DeSantis the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day, ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.